eternal love for one is only bring to a bullet in the back of me. Read by Francis Swan. The courts in Senegal will take an early decision on Liberia's report for the extradition of the captain and chief engineer of the Liberian registered super tanker, the Kelem, which was sunk deliberately off the Senegalese coast on January 17 this year. According to judicial process in Senegal, Liberia made the extradition request on three points. Including tests of 180,000 tons of fuel, soap, South Africans, and the loss of the ship itself. Liberia is also requesting some copies of the ship's documents. The sources say the coping are dealing with their affairs, but one only expedition aboard the snow expedition system between Liberia and Senegal. The citizens of Bito Township in Bito District have appealed to government to complete a 7-mile farm to Maka Road, linking their area with the rest of the country. They said about 25 miles of the project has been undertaken by themselves, assisting from the management of the Liberian Cement and Firewood Company, following a conflict with the government in the area. The citizens amended the Sons of Lion Challenge of President Trevor, which they said had inspired them to engage in several projects, but regretted very much that some of the projects could not be completed because of the lack of material. In our development, Vice President Bendy Warner was down honorary paramount chief of Kura Kingdom in Buta District by Parliament Chief Henry Daba, along with the president of Outfit Chief Company, Mr. Robert P., the accompanying Vice President of the store. Mr. Warner, a member of his shop, told the citizen that his meeting was an expression of President Howard's commitment to make and continuous development to every part of Liberia. He said, President Howard has sent him to see and hear what their problems were. Because as President mentioned, the world can see that the conditions of citizens everywhere are in the eye of the ear and eye of the president. So you talk to him the conditions on the home you are living. Unfortunately, the citizens informed the Vice President that the construction of the Jenny High School and the market hall was being completed by the unavailability of transportation. Materials were being carried by air to long distance to construct tanks. They added, the hope that the Vice President will bring the solution to their problems. Finally, hundreds of buses from across Liberia will converge to Mexico for the celebrating ceremonies of the $1.5 million Mexican purpose in San Jose at the Liberia Baptist Missionary and Educational Convention. The building will be constructed on 5.5 acres of land in Congo Town, the suburb of Morocco. According to Reverend Dr. Abatise Health, National Vice President of the Baptist Convention, the land was developed for the Baptist Convention, and it is Victoria A. Bickley, National Vice President of Liberia Baptist Mission and Women's Freedom. Dr. Abatise said that a convention is grateful to be recipient for our contribution. That's the news.
Two minutes after 10 o'clock, it's time for the evening.